Today I'm venturing back to the 13th century and one of the earliest pieces of music to be written down, the round Summer is a-Comin' In. This song was written down in around 1261 in a book which once belonged to the monks of Reading Abbey. The book contained fables, poems, recipes, medical texts, a glossary of herbs, and this piece of music. The manuscript is now in the British Library, but there's also a tablet of stone with a song engraved on it in the ruins at Reading Abbey. Reading Abbey was founded in 1121 and became one of the wealthiest abbeys in England. With Henry VIII's dissolution of the monasteries, the abbey was destroyed and used as a stone quarry. The words of Summer is a-Comin' In are in the Wessex dialect, and it translates as Summer has come in rather than Summer is coming in. The images are not of spring, but it is a celebration of full-blown summer, with seeds growing, meadows blooming, and the cuckoo continuously singing. This piece is of great musical interest because this was a time when church music was sung in Latin, and the other music for royal courts was sung in French. Yet here's a piece that was written in English, with black ink, and underneath there's a Latin translation in red ink. The music is written in square notation on a five-line red stave. It is a rota, which is a type of round, so there's an overlapping canon on top, and underneath are two lines marked pez, which are sung repeatedly under the main verse. In this case, the two lines evoke the repetitive call of the cuckoo. Here is Summer is a-Comin' In, sung by Ensemble Juvenilita.
Summer is a-Comin' In, the cuckoo. Grow as head and blow and bear as wing the moon and moon. Sing cuckoo, how we bled a tatter long blood after calve cuckoo. Bullus terte duke verte puri sing cuckoo. Cuckoo, cuckoo, when the sing as cuckoo, the swick to never know.
Was Summer is a-Comin' In, sung by the ensemble Juvenilita.